I want to suck your blood! Blue! Blue! Hello. We're on our way to Wokingham to what has been announced as a Halloween party, and I'm sure they've decorated the house and such, and there'll be dark things and bats, lots of cats, but chiefly I think there's going to be board games and card games and a bit of drink and probably junk food. So Liz and I are on our way there now, and I'd assembled a little Halloween short playlist for the journey, which is coming to its end now. I think the last track's on now, which is The Smiths. What have we been up to today? We've been shopping today in town, which was good. I bought a pair of jeans and Liz has bought a couple of coats and some shoes. And then we had a bit of downtime at home and then headed out here, really. That's been today. We've brought our Halloween masks with us. Well, I'm not sure how much use we'll get out of them. It's tough leaving behind the promise of trick-or-treaters at the door, though you can never really tell just how many trick-or-treaters you're going to get. One year we bought hardly any sweets and loads of them turned up, and another year we bought loads of sweets and we didn't get anyone, so you can never really tell. But since we're away for most of this evening, and by the time we're back the trick-or-treaters should have stopped, we were kind of hoping there'd be some last night or tomorrow on Sunday, so that remains to be seen. If not, we've got a hell of a lot of sweets to eat. But, you know, that's the hardship that you put yourself through, isn't it? It's a sacrifice that you make. Do you have anything to add?
Yes, I have lots of things to add. I just want you to know that my nail of the day is a denim-y blue. It's a nails ink colour. And it's quite good. I've had it on my toes, if you'll excuse the expression, until recently. But I've now got it on my fingers. In other news, I'm quite ready for the end of the spooky, scary mix about murderers, really. And I'm looking forward to some happy music.
It's not all about murderers.
No, it's not all about murderers, but there was a large proportion of murderers. I'd like to tell you that on the M40 tonight, most people have been observing very good lane discipline. So, drivers of the M40, I'm very proud of you. Thank you very much. Apart from that man in that white van who was either drunk or asleep.
I think he may have been a zombie.
That's also entirely possible, yeah. They shouldn't really let zombies on the M40. Probably the most exciting moment of the day was seeing a 6 foot blonde man, a 6 foot blonde man buying stiletto shoes, carrying a fish kettle. Absolutely true, absolutely true. And actually the other interesting thing about it was no one batted an eyelid. Everyone treated it as though it was the most reasonable thing in the world.
I think it's time for you to focus on traffic.
Anyway, traffic's just slowed down, there's lots of blue lights, so I'm going to concentrate on that for a while.
I'll tell you what the most exciting thing of the day was when we were out shopping in the Bullring in Birmingham. We wandered into the outside bit at one point, about to part ways, so Liz could go clothes shopping and I could go comic shopping, and we saw a man. There were a couple of people dressed up for Halloween, there were a few zombies, and we saw a man dressed as Pyramid Head, who is the terrifying bad guy from the computer game Silent Hill 2. He was also in the film, if any of you have seen the film. And this was a scarily accurate costume.
He obviously made it himself.
Yeah, the helmet type thing was just the right size, which is huge and freaky. And he even had the butcher's apron with the blood and things like that. So that was truly scary. Probably time to go now anyway. There's been an accident, I think. Toodles.